John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back in. Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Marquise Munson taking you through this Thursday morning, talking some Titans and Texans. A big game coming up this Sunday, and to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. Teresa, what's going on? How you doing?
Well, just trying to wake up this morning. I mean, it's been quite the... I'll just say this. I'm checking my calendar every day just to know where I am in the month. And when I looked at it yesterday, it's like, holy crap, it's the middle of October. Where did the last 2.5 weeks go?
Teresa, I mean, you're the busiest woman in sports. I sometimes just don't know how you do it and keep up with as many different things as you've got to keep up with. It's very impressive.
My hoover wazzer is getting a little stretched right now, I'm just saying.
So, Teresa, what did you make of the Titans' performance? Given all the circumstances surrounding the game against Buffalo on Tuesday night, how surprised were you that they came out and handled that game as well as they did?
I'll say this, not surprised at all. And I actually talked to a couple of folks Monday and Tuesday because, you know, what have we seen out of Mike Vrabel in this team? You know, this is a team with a lot of continuity. This is a team that, you know, has found ways to, you know, I'm thinking back to 2 years ago, you know, second game of Mike Vrabel's career coming off the marathon in Miami. He'd lost Delanie Walker, didn't have Marcus Mariota for that game. Taylor Lewan was out with a concussion, and they went into the bag of tricks and pulled out some wildcat to, you know, to mix things up and came out with a win in that game. So I was fairly confident that Mike Vrabel and those coaches would come up with something to help them deal with Josh Allen, who came in with like the second most passing yards in the NFL. So they knew they were going to throw, and we saw them a lot of times rushing 3 and dropping 8 and keeping them in front of them. But let's face it, when that ball went off Andre Roberts' hands to Malcolm Butler for a pick, at that point I thought, okay, I really thought the Titans were going to win that game. Now, the route that it ended up being, no, but that's what happens when you get 3 turnovers and incredibly short fields for your offense.
So, Teresa, why didn't you give this analysis to Jared Stillman before he predicted the Bills to win by 50? He could have used some help from you.
Well, Joe, I can't give help to everyone who needs it. You know, I actually have to do my job. But, I mean, that's part of, you know, no offense, Jared, but you have to know this team. You have to know the team you're talking about. And guys, let's also remember, this is a team that just played in an AFC Championship game in January, okay? They came into the season knowing that they are capable of doing more than they did last season. You know, with AFC South is the big goal, for the immediate goal, to try to get a home playoff game. But, you know, this team got this close to a Super Bowl. They had a lead in the AFC Championship game. You know, that has kind of driven them throughout the season. Buffalo, yes, they got in the playoffs last year, but they blew a big lead to the Houston Texans. And, you know, being 4-0, that, you know, they sat around while, you know, Titans are like, are we going to, how many positive tests have come in? Are we going to play this game? And the Bills, it's like, okay, you've messed up our schedule. We're going to have to play. Wait, we're not going to have that big Thursday night showdown with the Chiefs. But, you know, they also got to sit around and hear, ooh, trying to go 5-0 for the first time since 1991. That team went to a Super Bowl. And there are some young players on that team. And Josh Allen is just in his third season. So as great a coach as Sean McDermott is, sometimes, you know, maybe they just got caught listening to too much of how good they are, plus looking ahead to the Chiefs. And, if they insisted after the game they did not look ahead. But let's face it, the Titans came out and, you know, they were – I loved how Gentry Estes put it, that the Titans had essentially been like in detention for 2 weeks, and they got to go to recess. you could see them having fun, whether it was the picks, the stiff arm by Derrick Henry. They were having fun, and they were putting some of the misery that they'd endured for the last 2 weeks out on the Buffalo Bills.
Okay, so let's pivot to this, because I agree. I thought that the Titans would play really well, and I thought they'd surprise people Tuesday. I also think that now you're talking short week. Now you don't have this 4-0 team that everyone thinks is going to beat you. You've got this really dangerous, still to me, 1-4 team coming in with limited preparation, with a lot of guys apparently banged up. We'll know more about that today after practice. But how big of a red flag is there on this game for the Titans, you think, Teresa?
Oh, massive. I mean, Joe, let's face it. They just had a game against an undefeated AFC team in the Bills. The rescheduled game with the Steelers, also undefeated at this moment. We'll see what happens with them in Cleveland next week. But, you've got the potential for another big AFC showdown. And for the top seed in the AFC, let's not forget that, at the end of October. So no pressure there. This is easily set up as a trap game. The Texans are 1-4. They just got their first win over the Jaguars, so give that a little bit of an asterisk. I mean, the Jaguars have lost to, have given a team their first win of the season each of the last 3 weeks. But Mike Vrabel knows Romeo Crennel, and, he played for him. He's coached with him, and I got a feeling that he's going to be sending that message that Romeo Crennel will have those Texans ready. And, this being a division rivalry, there's a lot of respect there. And in the Titans defense particularly, they know how dangerous Deshaun Watson is. So, the idea that this could be a trap game, I think that message will be sent loud and clear to make sure that they – and we saw Tuesday night the ability for them to focus on an opponent and doing it virtually if they have to without practice. They were able to meet that challenge. Now they've got to show that they can handle, not let this be a trap game, because, this franchise has not gone – they're off to their best start since 08. In 2008, that team won their first 10 games. How much better this start gets for the Titans will depend largely, on how mature they are as a franchise.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Teresa, as you look specifically at this Texans team, obviously 1-4, but they've got a lot of speed at the wide receiver position. We know how good Deshaun Watson is. Obviously, this game is going to have a lot to do with how the rest of their season turns out. But if they win this game against the Titans, do you think they could climb back into the race and make it interesting in the AFC South? Or is it already a two-team race between Indy and the Titans at this point for you?
It's still early. I mean, the Titans have played just four games. So, it's early enough. Remember this, in 2010, the Titans started 5-2. They were sitting atop the AFC South themselves. People thought that this was going to be a Super Bowl team. I remember when they picked up Randy Moss on waivers. Wow, they've got this guy. That season didn't turn out too well, and Jeff Fisher and the franchise parted ways in January. So it's still very early in this NFL season, and it's how you can set yourself up for success in September and October, but it's how you finish in November and December to decide who's going to be, hosting playoff games. So, yeah, Houston absolutely has time to climb back in, and they've got history. I mean, they've won this division, the last 2 years? So, they can tell their guys, we know what we're doing here. We can do it in this division. And if you look at Indy, there's talk up there. Should they consider benching Phillip Rivers? So, the Titans can easily take a very big step in this division on Sunday. But, you can slip and lose ground in a hurry if you're not careful.
Yeah, at least one person asked Frank Reich about that, and he dismissed it. I mean, I think it's early for that. But I will say, Teresa, on the Colts, I like everything else. I would not take Phillip Rivers out at this point for Jacoby Brissett, but he's kind of been what I thought he was. What do you think about that team?
Well, I tell you, Phillip Rivers, I wasn't impressed with him last year. I mean, come on, we all remember how they had the ball right there at the goal line and it with a minute and, three downs and could not get it in to the end zone. So how much of that was play calling by the Chargers? How much of that was, just the inability to execute? Phillip Rivers has always been kind of that guy who gambles and, he's so competitive and he's flinging the ball all over the yard. He's also been somebody who's been victimized an awful lot. Sometimes you ride that line and it can turn on you, and it just feels like he's maybe pushing too much or leaning on things that worked for him so long in his career but just aren't clicking now. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that team moves forward, because he's doing kind of what I expected. But you're right, that is a great team around him in Indianapolis. But, you know, this last week they didn't have Darius Leonard, and they were missing a piece on that offensive line. And, you know, that's the thing in the NFL. If you're missing some of those key pieces, it hurts.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, Teresa, we were talking earlier in the show, and you've seen a lot of Titans football. It's interesting to think about the culture of this franchise now compared to what it was 4 or 5 years ago when John Robinson first took over. How have Robinson and Vrabel and A.B. Adams Strunk been able to turn this around so quickly and make it a winning environment?
Well, you know, for all those times we were kind of dismissing those cliches that they were wanting players that love football, you know, or fast and physical and aggressive and things. Those are the people that they put on this roster. You know, guys who were able to, like Ben Jones, you know, working through and running through a whole game in his yard, trying to stay fresh and be ready to play. You know, the guys who are mature enough to work on their own and stay as physically fit as possible when they couldn't get to the facility in their normal weight room and practice time. So, you know, that's where we're seeing this paying off. You know, Mike Vrabel said Tuesday night, you can't galvanize in a crap storm. You know, you have to have those pieces in place. Thank you. I didn't think I could curse on, you know, like he did on the Zoom, but, you know, but that's the thing. You put these pieces in place, and they've been building them. I mean, I think we saw an example of this. They, you know, Kamalai Correa was a guy that they'd signed to a one-year deal in March, and they trade him away yesterday to the Jaguars for a sixth-round pick. And, you know, if you're not fitting in, and they weren't able to, you know, for whatever reason, they bring in Jadeveon Clowney and Vic Beasley, and he suddenly gets shuffled out of the pack like he's at a NASCAR race, and boom, he's gone. If you're not pulling on the same rope, bye-bye, they'll find somebody else willing to do what they're asking to do. And that culture that they've been building, I think we saw it absolutely pay off Tuesday night. You know, the question is, how much can that pay off getting a division title and get them far in the playoffs, which is the ultimate goal?
Okay, now I need you to complain with me right now, Teresa, because you specifically can feel my pain, you know, because you and I write about all these teams around here. We've got Vrabel, David Poyle, Jerry Stackhouse, all talking at 11. Can you organize these people so that they don't have everything all at the same time?
Joe, I try. You know, that's the thing. It's not easy, and I'm going to have probably two Zooms going. I'm not going to be on with the Preds whatsoever. I'm sorry, David Poyle. I'm going to listen to the link and monitor on Twitter. But
I got
you
taken care of.
Exactly. They're in their offseason. Titans undefeated in the NFL. They've been one of the top stories in the nation over the last 2 weeks. That's where my attention will be at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to try to, you know, have another device recording Jerry Stackhouse, but I won't be able to ask him a question because I'll be on with Vrabel. So, we need a scheduling person here in Nashville because, you know, there's just so many things going on right now that I'm on the overload as well. I was on the Nick Saban Zoom yesterday helping a colleague with video, and it's like, yeah, I was on way too many Zooms yesterday, and the quotient is only higher today.
We need to just, yeah, that's the thing. We need to schedule it, and I nominate you. But also, we just need to, I can't wait to never have a Zoom call again. Although the chat, the Titans chat yesterday was entertaining. I enjoyed that.
Well, all I know is that I did a Skype interview an hour ago with somebody, you know, with the folks in Memphis, and, you know, doing it by Skype. And thankfully, I didn't freeze up for them, but my screen froze, and it's like, of course, my mouth was wide open. So, you know, the technical issues, the robotic voices, I mean, you know, we'd all love to get back to in person, but yeah, Nashville's just growing up, Joe. There's just so many things going on.
There is, no question about it. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. Teresa, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Too, Teresa.
Joe over here just whining.
I know.
Just, what's all?
I needed like another friend
just
to
whining
sort of help
all
me,
the time.
Back
me
in
whine.
His day, press conference were all separate.
You could spread them out. Yeah, that's right. And you could actually go to them and sit there and, you know, talk to people.
I keep telling you, man, like
the good old days.
Once we get through all this stuff, Jim Wyatt said it a couple weeks ago. I don't think Zoom's going away. I don't think it's going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah, why talk to media in person
when you can just get it on the Zoom?
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you do it by Zoom, you have a whole bunch more people asking questions who normally don't because they can't get there. There's a reason to have the in-person press conference.
Joe pushing them. I like it. I like it. When we come back, we'll get back into the Ryan Tannehill discussion. Is he getting the respect he deserves around the NFL? We'll talk about that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains April 24th through the 27th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.